In Perek Chav Tes, the Alter Rebbe is describing the condition called Timtum Halev, complacency of the heart, where the heart can't be moved by contemplation of God's greatness to some kind of inspiration or some kind of energy with which to serve God. And the Alter Rebbe establishes that in order to get rid of this complacency, the Beinoni has to shatter the arrogance of his animal soul, and he does that by becoming disgusted with himself, himself being the animal soul, since the Beinoni identifies with his animal soul. The Tzaddik identifies with his godly soul, because it's his godly soul that gives life to his body. And in the Beinoni, it's the animal soul that gives life to the body, and that's because the animal soul has not become transformed and absorbed into godliness. And therefore, it still has its hold on the body, because the animal soul is in the blood and in the flesh and so on. So it is the life of the body, and the Beinoni identifies with that animal soul. In contemplating that which will make the Beinoni feel disgusted with himself, this itself, the very fact that he identifies with his animal soul, is already part of this contemplation, part of this critical self-evaluation. Today's shiur for the 12th of Adar is in Perek Chav Tes on page 379 in Lessons in Tanya. The Im Kein, this being the fact, this being the case, that he identifies with his animal soul, because the animal soul's emotions are not transformed into godliness, then hurochek mehashem betachlis hazichuk. Then he is as far from God as one can possibly be. How so? Shehazei ke yacham mesave shebenafshi abahamis. The desire of his animal soul yochul gam kein lehesavish ledvarim hoasudim. Sheheim neged zetzeinei yizbarich. The Beinoni identifies with his animal soul, and the animal soul is capable of desiring that which God prohibits, that which is against God's will. In other words, he wants what God does not want. He, being the animal soul wants what God does not want. He finds pleasure in that which God finds abominable. So if you had two people who were so far apart in their opinion and in their feelings, you would consider them at opposite ends of the spectrum, at opposite poles. You can't get any further. You can't have two people further apart than the case where one finds pleasurable what the other finds painful. And so the fact that the animal soul can desire what God despises, that puts the person as far from godliness as is possible. The af she'enei misavel aseisem b'peil mamish chas v'sholem. And although we know that the Beinoni doesn't desire to do the sin, God forbid, rak she'enam u'usim etli be'emes kibitzadikim, only the tzaddik despises the sin, whereas the Beinoni doesn't, k'meshikosov li'u perikid beis, as we explained earlier in perikid beis, that the Beinoni does not despise evil. He sees the potential pleasure in it and does not want that pleasure for himself. But the very fact that he doesn't despise it, the very fact that he sees pleasure in what God considers an abomination, that makes him very far from God. Ubozeh, and with this alone, who garua o meshuka tzu mesuav yese mebali chayim atmeyim ushkotzim uramozim. With this alone, just in the fact that he can find pleasure, not take pleasure, the Beinoni doesn't sin, but he can see pleasure where God sees abomination, with this alone, he is inferior and lower and more disgusting, more despicable than the animals and the insects and the reptiles that aren't kosher. As mentioned above, we learned earlier in Perek Chavdalid, in chapter 24, that because a person can go against God's will, can disagree with God, that makes him lower even than the unholy and unkosher insects and reptiles who never go against God's will. And as it is written in Tehillim, Anechi telas v'le'ish, I am a worm and not a man. Which we described earlier, explained earlier, the human being in not being a man, in not being a person, is worse than the worm. So he says, I am a worm and not a man. I am a worm would be one level of lowliness, but what's even lower than that is that I am not a man. In other words, when the worm is a worm, then he's a lowly creature. But when a person is a worm, then it's even lower. In not being a mensch, in not being a person, that makes him even lower than the worm. Gam kishem izgaberes beinafshe holikis. And even the godliness that the Beinoni does experience, as for example his love for God during the davening, during the Shema, as the Rebbe explained earlier, this love that he experiences during davening is not 100% true, genuine. Since it passes away, it vanishes after the davening, as explained at the end of Perek Yud Gimel, therefore it is not an absolutely true emotion. It's a temporary emotion. And so even the godliness that the Beinoni does experience from time to time is also disappointing to the Beinoni when he makes this critical evaluation of himself. He finds himself very far from God because his animal soul, which is him, desires what God despises, sees pleasure in what God sees as an abomination. And the goodness that he does have, the love for God that he has, is not 100% true, since it is only temporary, and after the davening it goes away. In the Hayyim Yom for the 12th of Adar, the Rebbe writes, Ksiv Matan Odom Yarchiv Loi. It says in the Pasuk in Mishlei, it says, Matan Odom Yarchiv Loi, a person's gift will broaden the way for him, the Lifnei Gdolim Yanchenu, and it will place him in front of the great, before the great people. And the simple meaning is that in order to prevail on the great people, when you need a favor from them, you have to give a gift, matan adam, and by giving a gift, yarchiv lo, it opens all the doors, it broadens the way, and brings you, lifnei gedolim, it brings you in front of the important people. Or as Rashi explains, matan adam means tzedakah, that the tzedakah that a person gives is yarchiv lo, it broadens the way, it opens the way for him in Gan Eden and in the world to come and so on. The Rebbe explains it like this: Yesh l'cha anoshim shehem gedolei Hashem b'chachmosam e'ba'asham. There are people who are gedolim; they're great because of their wisdom and because of their wealth. Aval matan adam, but kishah adam nesen es atzmei es ha'adam shaloi. When a person gives himself, matan adam, he gives his own menschlichkeit. He gives himself, be'eze hisaskus, b'hachzokas hadas, he devotes himself to some effort in strengthening Yiddishkeit, then hine leizu b'lvad, ki yarchiv loi, not only will that broaden his path for him, open the gates for him, elo eidzeis, ki lifnei gdolim yanchenu, it places him before the great, before those who are great in their knowledge and in their wealth.